at home45.com.
More banks need bailout money. Should we give it to them? Or should we invest in other banks? Is there such a thing as a secure bank anymore? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How's your week so far? Coming up on this show, we have Sports Shorts, Brett Favre talking to the Vikings. This guy, I swear, will never retire. He's going to be the oldest man to be a quarterback in the NFL. It's just so tough to retire, and I love the idea. If Brett Favre does end up going to the Vikings, I love the idea of seeing him in a Minnesota uniform. I don't know why, because I thought it was so crazy how everything was dragged out as far as retire, not retire, whatever, with Green Bay and then ending up with the Jets, and that turned out awful in the end for Favre. Anyway, we'll get to that when we talk about sports in our Sports Shorts segment. In the meantime, the White House refuses to release the $328,000 photo op. You know the one I'm talking about. The backup Air Force One plane that zoomed over New York, buzzed by the Statue of Liberty in the part of Manhattan where, oh yeah, the World Trade Center was located, and both buildings went down and people were scared to death, some evacuating their buildings. Now, all of a sudden, it's not classified. But the White House says, no, we're not going to let you have the photos. So if you want photos of it, of course, so many New Yorkers took cell phone pictures and video. It's all over the Internet. You can YouTube it anyway. So I don't understand what the big deal is, because they want it to go away. That's probably why. So I answered my own question. Who says that lightning can't strike you a couple of times anyway? In West Virginia, did you know that there is a woman who now, most recently, won $100,000, but she's hit some form of the lottery five times. Five times. She's like a walking commercial. I see a Jared-type future for her. Right? Why not? Certainly, if I was in West Virginia, I would use her for those lottery commercials. It makes sense to me. Michael Savage, talk show host, whether you hate him, like him, really don't care, never even heard of him, strangest deal, the UK has decided to ban him. He cannot go to England because he is on a banned list. Yep. The woman who runs the law and order division of things in London decided to publish a list of people who can't come into the country. Some of them make sense. Murdering thug-type people. Others who are accused of savage-type things, but not this talk show host. I mean, he might have said controversial stuff on the radio, but the fact that he can't go to the UK, he's threatening a lawsuit. I think he should go through with it. I'd be curious to see what would happen if they would back down and pull him off the list. Miss California could see her crown tumble off her head, because now the people who want to see her go away have a little bit of ammunition. She posed for some photographs, modeling pictures. You can tell they're innocently taken. You could see by the expression on the face, that sort of thing, that it wasn't some racy, sexy, debauchery type situation. But they are making the rounds on the Internet. So the California pageant people, I'm sure, are regrouping and deciding what to do. Mysteriously, these photos showed up on a Internet website called, ready, thedirty.com. It's an interesting fair or foul. I still stand by her because she stood up for herself no matter what her opinion was. And it's pretty tough. You think of California, the whole pageant situation, the whole circus that surrounded it. So bravo to her. And whether she loses the crown or not, I'm sure she'll go on to probably some interesting things. If nothing, it'll give her notoriety that may actually help. How about the swine flu? It seems like every single show I've led off talking about this H1N1 influenza A. It's really influenza A, H1N1, but a.k.a. the swine flu, right? Because we don't have to be PC here. So schools that were originally closed and threatening to stay closed indefinitely or for at least another week or two have been told to go ahead and open. So the first actual U.S. death crops up, because yes, a 22-month-old baby died, but that baby came from Mexico to Houston. Now you have a woman in a border town who had a weak immune system and had some health problems, but did contract the swine flu and died from it. And then you have this announcement that, sure, it's okay to go ahead and open the schools. So all of a sudden, it's an about face as far as the swine flu is concerned. And how many times on this show did I say, geez, are you worried, not worried, think it's overhyped? In fact, we had some callers who called up and thought that there was something more sinister to the swine flu, kind of a conspiracy deal. And now it turns out that you have a death that's announced. You still have people coming down with it, but you have the people leading the charge in our highest health department saying, you know, I think that even if you've got a case of the swine flu, it's okay to go ahead and let the kids come back to school. So what does that signify to you? Well, one, there was pressure as to closing the school, if it was the smart thing to do or not. So even St. Francis in New York, which they closed their doors because they had a lot of kids that came down with the swine flu, the kids that had gone to Cancun and others that hadn't gone that got infected. I mean, that made sense to me because nobody knew what was going on. It was at the very beginning of the crisis. Even that school is open. If you're a fan of Dom DeLuise, I mean, funny guy. If you never saw any of his flicks and you are a Netflix person, go in and rent some of his movies. Almost anything that he did, I think, would make you laugh. But Dom DeLuise, Cannonball Run.
I'm really sorry I'm late, but one of my hamsters had an anxiety attack. I couldn't leave him until he was settled down. He was acting so crazy. He ate a piece of tail. And Henrietta wasn't even bothering him. Then he ate his treadmill.
Whew. They got vets for that. We got other things to worry about.
Hamsters are a big responsibility.
Yeah. And that's just one little line from Dom DeLuise's movie. I think that was Cannonball Run. Mr. Matt, was that Cannonball Run?
It certainly was.
Yeah. Did you see Cannonball Run?
I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, you should see it. I mean, see, it's a good throwback thing for anybody in their 20s who didn't see the movies. And I was pretty young, actually, when some of his better stuff came out. I'm going to go back and actually rent some of it. He was in a bunch of movies with Burt Reynolds when Burt Reynolds wasn't so nutty, and he was actually pretty funny. And he did some Mel Brooks movies as well. He seemed to do a bunch of those. So the world loses a little bit of laughter with Dom DeLuise dying, and if I could just think of some of the funniest bits that I've seen over the years with him. We'll have more on the show about Dom DeLuise, but again, somebody from the funny world, a pretty big loss in his early 70s too, which I think is kind of young. Speaking of entertainment, you know, we don't touch entertainment too much on the show. We used to. We'll hit a couple of the highlights there. We're going to do sports shorts and talk about Fringe, a show that I love that just got the high sign that they're going to get a full season renewal. Also, a wild rumor about Victoria Principal. Remember, she was the hot, sexy siren on the television show Dallas. A maid is saying that Victoria Principal pulled a gun on her. Ooh, gossip, gossip, gossip. Hang with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The fact that we had some gossip coming your way, because there was just too much of it to ignore. And speaking of gossip, there is self-generated gossip. When you can't beat them, join them is one of my favorite sayings, right? And Elizabeth Edwards, with everything that that poor woman has been through, the cancer battles, etc., the dragged out campaign trail when she was sick, and obviously standing by her husband, John Edwards, through thick and thin. The story breaks last year, and of all places, you know, a tabloidy magazine, newspaper, really, the National Enquirer, breaks it, and everybody laughs and says, oh, that can't be true, ha, 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 ha. And all of a sudden, John Edwards, who was a rising star, no doubt, with the Democrats, and who knows, I'm sure he would have been part of the administration in some form, he fades away into the woodwork, into the background. And the reason that happens is because Riley Hunter, it turns out, who was a filmmaker, supposedly, was out with John Edwards and was working on these films that she was paid to shoot, stuff on the campaign trail and whatnot. And it turns out that she was actually also having an affair with John Edwards. And the National Enquirer broke it and said that they had a child together. So Elizabeth Edwards is stuck holding the bag, another political wife who it wasn't necessarily trotted out before the microphones, but decided, like I said, to take matters into her own hands. So she's written a book and talked about it. And she went on the Oprah Winfrey, or she's going on the Oprah Winfrey show to give her the first crack at what, you know, why John didn't, she talks about why John didn't drop out of the race and, you know, does she still love him and all those answers, I guess, to questions that people were dying to know when that came out, when that story broke. It was so wild because it was before the convention, and he was a guy who was, like I said, young, attractive looking, and was high on a lot of people's lists, and for sure could have been even the running mate for Barack Obama, and could have had even at least a cabinet position, but instead he's persona non grata with the Dems. Here's what Elizabeth Edwards told Oprah.
I wanted him to be faithful to me. It was enormously important to me.
You said no rings, no flowers.
Yeah, this is a necklace of my mother's, but I'm not much of a jewelry person.
Mm-hmm.
I actually jammed my finger, so I can't even wear my wedding ring right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't care about those kinds of things, but it was really important to me. I've seen a picture of the baby. I have no idea. It doesn't look like my children, but I don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm.
What John had said is this woman had spotted him in the hotel in which he was staying. He was meeting with someone in the restaurant bar area, and she had verified with someone who John worked with that it was John. And then John had gone to dinner. I didn't speak to her then, but he'd gone to dinner at a nearby restaurant. And then he had walked back to the hotel. And when he walked back, she was standing in front of the hotel and said to him, you are so hot. I can't deliver it because I don't know how to deliver such a line as that. But, you know, you are so hot are the words she said to him. And it started.
I think she probably said it a little differently.
You think so?
You are so hot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to try? No. Yeah. I'm not going there in any way.
You're not going there in any way.
All right. So there was a couple of things you could get from that. Obviously, she's a smart enough lady. Here's the deal: when you're married to politics, there's an underbelly side. And who knew? Did anyone know that John Edwards had that in him? When I say he had it in him, you know, to be seduced by this woman, and, you know, I'm not sticking up for him in any way, certainly. And you heard what she said. All she wanted was, listen, I just want you to be faithful to me if we get married. And that was like the kiss of death, and ultimately it cracks, but they're still married. His political career has obviously sagged considerably. It's interesting, too, you think about this. You look at Clinton and what happened with Monica Lewinsky and some of the other things that happened in the allegations with Clinton, even when he was running. And he weathered that whole storm, stayed married, et cetera. I mean, we could go down a path with that, with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. But his star just rose. In the case of John Edwards, and it may be where we're at now and what happens with controversies and how much media, new media, and old forms of media there are. But there's just a line that you can't cross, and it's tough to get back on that. Now, you wonder, he hooks up with this woman, and they're, of course, looking into the money, too, because political money, you know, PAC money paid for her existence, her filmmaking, whatever, the money that she needed for that, and here he was fooling around with her and could have had a child with her. You throw in the child equation and the money part, and that makes him off the radar screen. That's part of that deal. But like I said, there's others who have somehow weathered the storm, like Senator Vitter out of Louisiana. The D.C. madam comes forward. He trots out his wife. He has a press conference. He survives. But there was no child. There weren't allegations of direct money from his pocket going to hers that were from a political action campaign fund. And in the case of John Edwards, they're looking into that, and that's believed to be where it came from anyway. So that's part of the deal. So you've got fraud, you have this woman, and then you have this baby thing. So I say thumbs up to Elizabeth Edwards anyway for telling her side of the story, for just figuring, why stay in the shadows? I mean, you know, she had to put up with crazy amounts of paparazzi, had to put up with the downfall of his political career, which he was backing up for so long. So I don't care about John Edwards, but I say thumbs up to her anyway, right? You got to give her some certainly some cred there. Hey, speaking of politicians, it's an interesting thing that Arnold Schwarzenegger is talking about. Schwarzenegger has said recently that it's time to talk about weed. Yeah, pot. And the governor called for an open debate on legalizing and taxing marijuana. And part of the reason why is because they did a field poll that showed 56% of Californians support taxing and regulating marijuana because they have this horrible financial crisis ripping the southern part and the northern part and the central part of that state apart. So many people that had state jobs were just sliced off. So he now has a leg to stand on with this. He's asking, is it time to legalize marijuana? But what Schwarzenegger's saying, no, I don't think it's time for that, but I think it's time for the debate and study what other countries, wink, wink, are doing with the legalized marijuana and other drugs. And what kind of a decision that's been, and are they happy with the decision to do that? The Mexican ambassador to the United States recently said, hey, you in the United States should have this kind of a debate to address what's going on with the cartel, because Mexico's decriminalized possession of marijuana, but they don't tax it. You know, I think it's great to have the discussion, but will it ever really come to fruition? Probably not, because now you go back to the, should we just legalize it, tax it, regulate it, control it? Why not? Would it reduce violence in the distribution? Would it bring in money for the government? Well, you have to say yes probably on both of those questions. I've talked to enough cops that would answer yes in the violence and the distribution. And as far as money for California, you'd have to answer yes to that. I mean, imagine the money that they could raise, the capital they could raise with marijuana. But it's too controversial to happen. If anyone's going to legalize it, if you were going to have a state situation, and if there was a push to do that, it would be California. And certainly it's picked up a lot of steam in the last couple of months because of the deficits that are just killing the state and the federal coffers there. But, you know, it's got to be made on its own merits, not as a way to raise some cashola, or it's never going to fly. What say you, America? You can chime in on this one as well, 800-259-5791.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke Free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
To email, shoot us an email, americatonight.net. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on ATN, just talking about Elizabeth Edwards and what she put up with that shenanigans nonsense with John Edwards. See, this is it's such a familiar thing that happens with some of these guys in politics, like the Elliot Spitzers, all the way down the line, even the stuff with Clinton. At first, it's deny, deny, deny. And then ultimately, when the avalanche of publicity comes out that's all negative and there's too much proof, then you got to turn it around somehow and jump in front of the microphone, sometimes trotting out the loyal wife. In the case of Edwards, there was the one conversation with ABC, and at that point he had to do it, and he did. But you never really heard much about her. There were some quotes and whatnot, but not too much about Elizabeth Edwards. And everybody wanted to know her reaction since she was so ill and was there on the campaign trail. And, you know, day after day, whenever she could be there, she was with him. And in the meantime, he was carrying on with this other woman and allegedly had a child with her as well. So, you know, that whole thing about curiosity. Now she's ending the curiosity, comes out with a book. And, of course, when you come out with a book, and especially something like that, you're going to end up on, or you might have a chance to get on Oprah. And Elizabeth Edwards, I think, is a nice person. I know people who know Elizabeth Edwards and say nothing but great things about her. So that had to be a rough thing, certainly, to weather. So because of that, we're going to put John Edwards in our private little jail? Can we put John Edwards
this
in the
chamber
dungeon?
Chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, and the way this works is I will send a key to John Edwards. If he wants to come out of the Little America Tonight prison, he can agree to an interview with us. If he does that, then he's out of prison, regardless of whatever he chooses to say, if he'll do it. He did do an interview with me one time, and he was actually really gracious about it, and it was a pretty decent interview. But this, is, of course, is pre all this stuff that has happened in the past year with Edwards. Here he was, somebody running for president, and you think of the stuff that he said, and then this story comes out, and then the deniability, and of all things, the most tabloidy paper in the world gets the scoop, and no one actually believes it in the beginning. Ugh. And guess what? It's time to head to the inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, thank you. We do have mail. Got this here from JCG. JCG says, Kate, thumbs up on marijuana, baby. Hey, I'm not a smoker. A bunch of my friends toke. If you could legalize it and tax it, why not make the money? And I agree with the cops. There's no reason to bust heads over some of these little amounts. It's stupid. It wastes resources. Let's go for it. You know, the thing is, it's got a long uphill battle, marijuana does. And let's put it this way. Put all the hot potato issues on a wheel and spin the wheel around like one of those old-fashioned Lazy Susans. You have a better chance of now what we're seeing with gay marriage from state to state. You have a better chance of that passing than you do of legalizing marijuana. I don't see that happening in the very near future. It is true. It would pump money into the economy, but as much as they're talking about how much money would be pumped into California, for example, the idea of decriminalizing weed and, you know, not busting up these kids and people with however much they have in the car when they're stopped, and it's not happening. I mean, you can rent some of the old movies, Cheech and Chong, and get a good laugh out of it, but we're not going to see that. Reefer Madness, no, it's not coming your way anytime soon. Here's one from Sherry H. Sherry says, Kate, love the show. I've been listening now for a couple of weeks, and I got to say, I completely agree with you when it comes to banks. I do not want to have my money in a bank. What do you think I should do? Here's the problem with that. I mean, you know, we make the jokes and put the money under the mattress and all that sort of stuff, but if you had any sizable amount, you're not, let's be real, you're not going to put under a mattress, because what are you going to do? Spend the money that you have under the mattress, get robbed, or have somebody take some of the money, earn zero interest, not even a percent, nothing, zero. You're not going to do that. So realistically, the answer is you have to keep in the bank. But maybe the advice that our buddy said, regular caller Mark in New York, isn't that extreme, isn't that far-fetched. If you have a decent local bank and they're supportive of people in your city or town, and seem to have enough folks going in, then, you know what, go ahead and move it there. Why not? You know, a bank not too far from where I live, they put out signs. They had a billboard, actually, that said, we're not taking any money. We're not taking any money from the government. We're giving back, or something like that. And they had more people go and open checking accounts and saving accounts with them and, you know, made the point that they're a small bank and they're not getting handouts and they're not looking for handouts to exist. But, you know, we hear the thing with B of A, $35 billion with a B, so yet more money. And ultimately, they have to loosen the purse strings with the lending if the system is going to stand up anyway. And how many banks is the government going to own? How many banks in total across the board? I mean, it's sad. Now, is there a ledger somewhere where, okay, we got a piece of Chrysler, we got some B of A. It's crazy. Who would think it would come to this? Here's one from Tommy Ward. Tommy Ward saying, he sends me videos all the time, basically, that on YouTube he's got these golf tips, and I haven't talked to him in a long time. If you go to YouTube, type in Tom Ward's name if you like golf in any form, and you'll get a real chuckle out of some of the stuff. He just has got some funny stuff up there, so check it out. Here's another one from Ellie. Ellie says, thumbs up, like the show. I've been listening now since the beginning of the year. I listen to you on WVLK in Lexington. The people in Lexington love you. You rock. Keep it up. Okay, thanks. Appreciate the support. Well, do you agree with what we're talking about on the show or not? Remember, any opinion is certainly welcome here, and you can send it to us through email at americatonight.net or call us, of course, at 800-259-5791. Tonight's show has taken a wild swing where we've talked about Miss California because now more details have come out. They had some photos that they're trying to nail her with. And when I say nail her with, they're modeling photos, and she's topless in the photos, but you can tell they're modeling photos. Kind of like when you saw, and I made this comparison before, Miley Cyrus in Vanity Fair. So take from that what you want. But according to the 12-page contract she signed, they're probably going to be able to boot her, take the tiara, and give it to the next girl in line. And they won't be done with the controversy because there'll be interviews after that, and there'll be conversations after that. But eventually, it'll go away, because she won't be Miss California anymore, and particularly with the sensitivity about gay marriage in that state because of Prop 8. Here, they had the right to marry for a very short window. Then Prop 8 takes it away, and there's such a backlash. I think more than anywhere in the United States, there's such a backlash in California that having her as Miss California, suddenly everybody cares about the pageants, which normally they don't care about the Miss USA pageant. But because of that bit of controversy, they do, and she'll be gone. It's just a question of when do they pull her off of it. Here's another interesting thing, politics of a different sort, the real politics in the Beltway. Last week, one of the big stories, of course, was Arlen Specter and the fact that after almost 30 years, he jumps ship from the Republicans and decides it's time to be a Democrat. Now it's interesting because he's low guy on the totem pole when it comes to his new party, and they have him as a junior on every single. He's a junior Democrat after how long he's been in the Senate. He's a junior Democrat on most of the committees, so they kicked him to the curb for now. How about that? Despite all these promises from Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, that he would retain his seniority when he jumps ship, he's going to be put at the end of the seniority line on every committee but one under a resolution that was approved on the floor late on Tuesday that might have slipped by. Because remember, as a Republican, he was ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, a senior member of the Appropriations Committee, that's power, baby, and a ranking member of the panel subcommittee on Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education. You saw Specter on the news constantly. When somebody wanted a talking head, a lot of times he ended up being that guy. So even what the Democrats are saying now, it's pretty unclear whether Specter, who does still retain the seniority in the Senate outside of the committees, will actually see a boost in his seniority if he's reelected for the next session. So even the seniority of the next Congress will be determined once the 112th Congress convenes in 2011. So they threw him under the bus is what they did. And part of the reason why, Specter, loose cannon that he can be, comments to the New York Times Magazine this weekend, saying he would support former Senator Norm Coleman in that disputed re-election bid against Al Franken. My, oh, my. Strange bedfellows and all that, you know. Hang with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Nothing else. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Interesting thing that's happened with Sarah Palin. She's now joining this GOP rebranding group. And what it is which Rush Limbaugh, we let you hear that yesterday. He's dismissing it and saying, listen, they don't need rebranding. They need to get a clue, basically. But you've got House Minority Whip Eric Cantor Republican from Virginia, who just announced that Palin's going to jump on this National Council for a New America. And the group started last week. They held a town hall-style kind of forum in Virginia to talk to people about the Republican Party. John McCain, also part of the deal. And Palin, who no doubt raised a stir in the last elections, wasn't part of this crew, but she's a, you know, she's a governor of Alaska. Many people think, though, she's a rising star in the Republican Party. And Time put out their list of 100 most influential people, and she was on that list. But what's interesting is Mitt Romney is also part of this whole rebranding thing. And Mitt Romney nailed Sarah Palin in a conversation. He was asked about Palin, and he said, that were they talking about the most beautiful people, the 100 most beautiful people, or influential people, taking a dig at Palin making the list of Time as influential? And, you know, you have to think of the definition of influential. She definitely, lover, hater, think that she's not electable, think that she was railroaded by the media or whatever you think of Sarah Palin. People were talking about her a lot. She got a lot of publicity. I mean, more than half of the people running. She was the story when she first came out, and then she was the story for flubs or for the way she was set up in interviews, and a bunch of other things, her daughter and the pregnancy, and all the way down the line for the last couple months of that election and then moving forward. And there was even the famous Saturday Night Live bit where Tina Fey imitated Sarah Palin so brilliantly. And then Sarah Palin comes on the show, just like John McCain did and the other politicians, even Obama made an appearance on that show. But nobody raised the roof on ratings or in, I guess, titillation, if that's what you call it, or speculation of what was going to happen with Sarah to, you know, the GOP, than Sarah Palin. So it's smart. If they're going to do this rebranding thing, whether it's stupid or not or will have any effect, you might as well have one of the more popular people out there talking to the regular Joes at these town hall meetings. I mean, will they help? Who knows? I kind of agree with Limbaugh. The problem is the mistakes of the past. And the sad thing is you don't want to see, I don't think anybody listening to my voice, I don't care if you're in good old Kentucky or I don't care if you're in Illinois, I don't care if you're deep in the South somewhere listening to us in Tennessee or in California or wherever, I don't think you want to see a one-party system in the United States. It's, you know, there's something about the competition and the different voices that whether you don't agree with them or not, you want to have that, trust me, as part of our government. You don't want to see it go to a one-party slide. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Boy, did you lead into my thing just great. One party, huh? Communist society. There you are. You
know, that would be brutal.
Your retort last night was very good, you know, that you don't think they're going to go that far to the left, but, you know, socialism is, you know, what did Newsweek say a few weeks back? We're all socialists now, you know.
yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't go from a capitalistic society straight to a communistic society. You have too many rich people. You have too many entrepreneurs, you know. But what happens is when you go into socialism and you start destroying the rich, because what incentive do they have to become rich anymore if, I mean, think about it right now, Kate. Brock raised their tax rate to people making over $250,000 a year.
Right.
From 35% to 39.4%. Now, that's just the federal. Then you've got probably 5-6, depending what state you live in. Fortunately, here in Wyoming, we don't have it. You know, income tax. Then you've got, with your sales taxes and your every other little tax. You know, by the way, you know, remember the purpose for the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
You know, the famous saying, taxation without representation.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I wish we were still part of the monarchy, i.e. get rid of Charles, you know. Because I'll tell you, I don't think they could think up as many taxes as we have now. I don't think the royal family could have ever thought up as many taxes.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, man.
You know, but think about it. Anybody making over $250,000 right now is paying a minimum of 50% of their income you know. And then so then you have people who rationalize, people that are have-nots that, you know, don't have a lot of money, you know. They're making, you know, living check to check like me, maybe you, you know. You know, and they said, well, if they make $1 million a year, they still have $500,000. That's a lot of money to live on. Well, it's the whole point, Kate, is that if they're making $1 million a year, I'd probably say 80% of the time, they deserve to make that amount of money.
Right, they're right. Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that took the risk. They're the ones that, you know, did the investments. They're the ones that built the businesses, that hire the people and stuff, you know. And I'm sorry. I mean, I don't sit back and I'm not great upset at rich people because I didn't finish college or because I decided to stay in the blue collar world and drive and I don't sit there and point my finger and go, oh, they should have to pay more money than I do, you know, because of, you know, my mistakes or my choices.
Right.
And that's where this country's at right now is that, you know, you have so many people right now, especially with the recession going on, that, you know, they can't afford the things. And so, you know, how do I get your vote? Oh, I'll give it to you. Here, vote for us. You know, and I didn't mean to go too bananas last night, but, you know, I really see these guys and I see their plan. I really do. I don't believe that they're, you know, if Barack Obama had the guts to admit that he is a socialist, you know, and come out and say it, you know, then, you know, I don't think it changes his approval ratings at all, because, you know, no matter what he does right now, he's the anointed one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, but at the same time, you know, okay, so he says, you know, all these left-wing liberals say, oh, we're just socialists. We just believe in the government providing for everybody, you know. Well, Kate, that's, you know, when you're on that line, you are so close to crossing over into a communist society. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens in communism, Kate? I talked about a couple weeks ago the way the Soviet Union was and why it fell and the people that were involved in it, not only because they lost, you know, to a little Afghanistan in a war.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hope in a society like that.
No,
I mean,
I agree.
There's no, you know, everybody's the same. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, no matter what you do, no matter how much you study, if, you know, I mean, right now, you know, if you go to college here in the United States, you sacrifice the time, you sacrifice the money, you eat ramen noodles or whatever to get
right.
you through college. You know that, you know, and you make the right decisions. You don't go too far in debt. You know, you don't buy things you don't really need. That, you know, you can end up being one of those people that make over $250,000 a year.
Absolutely,
you know?
And your points are well taken. You know, I agree with you, Don, on the whole thing about capitalism, no question. I still don't think that, I hope, and maybe this is because of it's the optimism that courses through my body. I don't want to think that we're going to become a socialistic society, because to me that would spell disaster. That's why people want to team into the United States. It's a land of opportunity. Ask somebody who's come here from Vietnam. Ask somebody who's come here from Guatemala. I'm talking about people who have legally come to the United States and how grateful they are for what they've been able to attain and some of the riches they've been able to achieve through hard work. It is, after all, the American dream.